bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Welcome. You're listening to Trending with Tim Ray here on Relevant Radio during our weekly happy hour. And today we have a special guest joining me in just a little bit, Archbishop Corleone from the Diocese of San Francisco. He released a pastoral letter, rather groundbreaking, addressing public Catholics, public figures. Does your faith have to be lived out in the public atmosphere, public life, or is it just me and Jesus? Can it be in private? We'll be talking about that and the responsibilities and expectations of anyone who's a public figure, but also all of us to evangelize, which is why we'll talk about today's saints, Philip and James, how they died and how this is important. And we'll also discuss forgiveness, because so often I think forgiveness gets in the way of being happy. So often people are hung up on this thing that happened to them, and we can become a victim, or we can be so hung up on what happened, on the fact that we're maybe harboring this rancorous resentment in our lives that we can't move on and just live our own lives. So we'll talk about that and more. But from California, oh, my beloved California, what's going on? I told you about 2 weeks ago. That's right. Bruce Jenner, also known as Caitlyn Jenner, well, Jenner ended up deciding that he's going to run for California state governor, show off after Governor Gavin Newsom, has really upset people in the state of California. From everything from the gas tax and gas prices, whew, not fun, to how he's locked down the churches perpetually and the challenges of religious freedom during COVID and so many other things, especially surrounding life issues. But here's the deal. Bruce Jenner, you may know him from a long time ago. He was the Olympic Games athlete in Montreal in 1976 who won a gold medal as a decathlete. And now I think that this is fascinating because he won in so many areas of achievement, like this high-level performing man. He had a record-breaking score in Montreal as a decathlete, and yet here's this man who came out as transgender later, claiming he's a female. But he's such a contradiction. Now, I am in no way saying this guy should be the governor of California. He's confused about whether he's a man or a woman. But I do find it fascinating. He did an interview, well, should I say he was cornered by TMZ this last week. And TMZ cornered him over one particular issue that is hot right now, and that is whether boys should play in all women's sports, female sports, especially with young girls. Now, of course, the excuse is, well, these boys identify as girls, so they should be able to do whatever they want, right? Well, no. And actually, I find it fascinating because even Bruce Jenner, who identifies as Caitlyn Jenner and a female and dresses like a woman, even he says that boys shouldn't compete in girls' sports. Why? He said it just isn't fair. It's a question of fairness, and it was as simple as that. Why does Bruce Jenner get this? Well, Bruce Jenner is an Olympic gold medalist. Although he might be confused about a lot of things in his life, there's something to say about as he's transitioning, so-called being a woman, he still recognizes that there's something different about being a man. And he continues to speak to that over and over again anytime you hear any of his interviews. And so I think it's fascinating as we see these contradictions in the culture where people say, well, oh, so-and-so is transgender now. So-and-so is advocating for this, yet they're still making distinctions between men and women, and they're trying to fit themselves into a box of either femaleness or maleness. Yet again, proving that male and female is a thing. That biology is right, the physiology of the human body, the understanding we have from neuroscience, and the confirmation that the Catholic Church continues to affirm that we are different not just biologically, not just physically, but even spiritually. We're different male and female on the level of the soul. And this is something that Jenner shows time and time again by the words that do come out of his mouth as he continues to kind of go through this craze surrounding his own transgender ideology. But again, please, Jenner, stay out of California politics. You're listening to Trending with Tim Ray here on Relevant Radio. Have we forgotten that it is Easter? It's still Easter. Praise the Lord. Alleluia. He has risen. And we need that reminder. Let me give you a little secret. So we have these really long liturgical seasons. such as Christmas and Easter and Lent and Advent. You want to know the best way to live that liturgical season out? Go to daily Mass as often as you can. Here's why. Because the Church has already prescribed these readings to journey with you through the liturgical year to prepare you for the feasts. And it's phenomenal to see the Christian witness. And today we see the writings, for example, of St. Philip and St. James the Lesser as two saints who were witnesses to Christ, the apostles of Jesus Christ, two of the 12 apostles who died as martyrs. And it's funny to talk about martyrs during our weekly happy hour here on Trending, but here's the reality. There is profound joy when we live according to our Catholic faith. There is great peace when we live according to the nature we were created in, the bodies we were created in, and we don't try to contradict nature. We don't try to contradict God who created us. We're actually going to be discussing this in just a little bit with Archbishop Corleone from the Diocese of San Francisco with a groundbreaking new document continuing to affirm what the Church teaches surrounding public figures and whether or not you have to put your Catholic faith to practice as a public witness. But here are two people who did, St. Philip's and St. James the Lesser, who are saints and martyrs, the Catholic Church, some of the earliest martyrs we have, who are incredibly courageous. And as I ponder these two saints, at this point, I'm reminded time and time again how important it is for us to remember that they were martyrs, martyrs for the faith, martyrs reminding us that we are called to be courageous evangelizers and that all of us are universally called to be witnesses to the gospel, both in our private life and our public life. We can't just make this excuse, it's just me and Jesus. That's great when you're praying. But when you have a personal relationship with someone, when you love someone, shouldn't you share that love? Shouldn't it go beyond just you and me? You're listening to Trending with Tim Ray here on Relevant Radio. We have to remember that we are praying daily, every hour, for an end to abortion in the United States and for our needs to be met during our pledge drive. Let's pray together the Memoriae. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. Coming up, we'll be discussing forgiveness. We'll also be joined by Archbishop Corleone here on Trending with Tim in just a few minutes to discuss a public figure practicing their faith in the public life.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, the Executive Director of Relevant Radio, and have you heard about our Monday-only special thank you gift? It's a beautiful spiritual keepsake. It's an olive wood hand cross shaped to fit in the palm of your hand. The olive tree is native to the Holy Land since ancient times. I have friends and family who love to pray with an olive wood hand cross as it brings them peace and comfort while they pray. Today only, our thank you gift for your donation of $20 a month or more is a natural olive wood hand cross. It's a great gift for a friend or family member. Again, the olive wood hand cross is only available today for a gift of $20 a month to help Relevant Radio bring Christ to the world. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123, and we have matching funds this hour, so give now, and your donation will be doubled.
And Father's right. Now is the best time to give. You can log on to relevantradio.com, and it'll take you approximately 60 seconds, maybe 90 seconds, and your donation will be done. And then you'll get to hear this important interview that Timory has lined up with Archbishop Corleone. We're going to be hearing that here in just a moment. I'm Mike Kendall, joining Timory, encouraging you to give hope with our spring pledge drive at 877-291-0123, or the easy way to give online at relevantradio.com. Timory, we have a big hill to climb, don't we? $2.7 million by the end of the week. But it's been a good Monday. I think we're going to make that climb.
Praise the Lord. You know, this is the beginning. I love Mondays where we are working with you, partnering with you to call us and give what you can to help continue to bring hope to society right now where people are so polarized and confused about political ideologies, religion, censorship that's going on in our culture. Yet, Mike, here's one place. Here at Relevant Radio, where when mass has not been accessible at times, when truth and unfiltered news is so longed for, where Relevant Radio continues to bring truth, to bring hope. But ultimately, what's our truth and hope? That's Christ. And this is the only place where you have it connected so clearly. The dots are put together so there's no confusion about where we are going and what we are called to today as Christians in the 21st century.
And we're just hoping to hear from 100 people. 100 people right now to step up and say, I believe in that, and I want more of that, and I want that to be heard coast to coast. And if you're willing to make that $20 a month pledge, we're going to give you the limited edition olive wood hand cross from the Holy Land. As Father Rocky mentioned, these are in limited supply, so don't wait until the end of the show. Make that pledge right now at 877-291-0123. And join the others who have called throughout the day today. We want to thank Elizabeth in Los Angeles, California, who made the $240 pledge. And Laura in Iowa City, we're going to be sending you one of these olive wood hand crosses for your $20 a month pledge. Thank you so much. And also Chandler, Arizona, Alex called in and made his pledge earlier this hour. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the calls coming. We're in this together, after all. So we're asking you to give hope. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com.
Mike, I want to hear from 100 people, but come on, California. I'm from California. You guys are driving. You're on the road right now. Everything's opening back up. LA, San Francisco, San Diego. Call. I want to hear from you. We need 100 people, and that's you, to step up, support Relevant Radio, and your Bishop San Francisco that's going to be here in just a moment to discuss with us an important document that he wrote. That's Archbishop Corleone coming right up. Donate, relevantradio.com.
So, what's trending? Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Welcome back here on Trending. I want to share with you just a little bit more about St. Philip and St. James. How did they die? This is the thing that's so hard, I think, as Catholics. We read the Bible stories. We know, okay, name the 12 apostles. Great. One betrayed Jesus, right? But then you don't really talk about where they went. What did they do at the end of the Gospels after we read the Acts of the Apostles? Well, I mentioned earlier that they were martyred. And martyrdom is a question I threw out a couple weeks ago. Do you think that you have to be willing to be martyred to be a Christian? And a lot of people with a resounding yes answer, and we'll post a link to that in the show notes. You can find them at relevantradio.com/trending, where we answer that question. Do you have to be willing to be martyred to be a Christian? Ooh, it's a tough answer. And it's something for us to really recognize the importance of evangelization in living that Christian witness. But St. Philip, after Jesus' resurrection, ended up being a predominant evangelizer to the Greek-speaking community. Now, he was martyred, and eventually his bones, part of his body, was taken to a basilica, Santi Apostoli, in Rome, along with St. James the Lesser's relics as well. Now, I had an incredible opportunity when I was in Europe some years ago to go to this church in Rome, and my mind was blown because I was reminded of how physical, tangible our faith is. And that there truly are, I think we forget this. I know I do as an American, because we're so far removed from some of the physical evidence of our faith. We're so far removed from the historicity and oldness sometimes even of our churches being such a new nation. That here I had the opportunity to kneel before this saint whose body was there, who we can turn to and look at and recognize that he was told by Jesus face to face, come and follow me. Not only was he told face to face, come and follow me, but he said, pick up your cross. And he was told that it would be easy. Why? Because the yoke would be light. The burden would be light. Because he would carry that with Philip, with James. He prepared them for the martyrdom they were going to live. And so as we ponder St. Philip and St. James on their feast day, if you ever have the opportunity, go to this church, the Basilica of Santi Apostoli, there in Rome. And remember that these two saints were both martyred. And they still lived this Christian witness of joy that we are called to as the Easter people. You're listening to Trending with Tim Ray here on Relevant Radio. Joining me now is the Archbishop of San Francisco, Archbishop Salvador Corleone. And he recently wrote a document that came out on the feast day of St. Joseph the Worker, May 1st. And it addresses the issue of Catholics in public life, public figures, but really all of us Catholics. And it asks the question of whether or not we are supposed to practice our faith publicly. He wrote the document, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you," and it addresses especially the issue of politicians who profess to be Catholic. Archbishop Corleone, welcome to Trending.
Thank you. Good to be on the show with you.
I'd like to throw a question out there because we make this about politicians and we're going to take a deep dive on this. But here's the ultimate question as I'm reading your document today. Do Catholics have to live according to the teachings of the church or not? This is the question that is being begged, I would say, by the culture today and that is being put under attack by so many social issues that are trying to push forward their agenda. So where do we stand as we continue, I think, to have our heartstrings pulled on so many issues, from abortion to the LGBTQ issue to immigration? Why is this letter so important now?
Abortion, well, the life in the womb, the right to life itself is, as I explained in the letter, it's the foundation of everything else. If there's no right to life, how can we establish that there's a right to anything else? If the powerful can eliminate the weak, and which this has gone on throughout history, now it's the unborn that are the target. If the powerful can eliminate the weak, then there's no basis for any other rights. And we see how this has been tearing apart our country for the last 50 years. It's been an issue that's been with us much longer than that. But it's after the Roe decision and the commonality of abortion, it's just been tearing our country apart and tearing us down, destroying too many lives, the lives that are killed and the lives that are wounded because of the experience. So it's time it's time for a frank reassessment and a healing.
So we know that our current president, President Biden, along with other politicians such as Nancy Pelosi, even Gavin Newsom, hold to this Catholic faith. But then there's this challenge where we see that they're being held as public Catholics, and people keep pointing at them in the mainstream media as, oh, hey, look, they're Catholic, they're pro-abortion, they're Catholic, they're pro-LGBTQ. We could go down a litany of issues that collide with what their Catholic faith teaches. And it reminds me, Archbishop, of Dr. Bernard Nathanson, who was one of the main people and doctors surrounding the issue of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision. And he founded the National Association for the Repeal of Abortion Laws, known as NARAL. Now, he intentionally, along with others, had this plan to take Catholics who are in the public life and point to them and say, see, they're Catholic and they support abortion, even though their faith doesn't say so. And it's fascinating, Archbishop, because a lot of people are doing that today, also with the LGBTQ issue. But specifically on abortion, you're calling out our public figures that if you are professing a Catholic faith, you have to stand in alignment with what the church teaches. Can you share what the basis of excommunication is and why you were encouraging actually pastors to stand more firmly on this?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I want to make a distinction between someone. There are kind of three steps. One is someone who's in a situation of cooperating with a grave moral evil, guilty of mortal sin, is not properly disposed to receive communion. So they should not be presenting themselves for communion. If they continue to do so and it becomes a source of scandal, if all other avenues are exhausted, there may be a need for publicly banning them from receiving communion. So first is Canon 916, who should not be presenting themselves for communion. The next is Canon 915. This is a situation where a bishop would instruct his communion ministers not to give communion to someone. Then after that, so those are more declarations of fact, right? This doesn't enter into the question of imposing a canonical penalty. Excommunication is a canonical penalty, so it has its own procedures and own set of considerations, which is much more public and much weightier issue. So this would be a situation in which someone has violated the communion of the church because of their actions or their positions on something, and it's seen, we call it a medicinal penalty because it looks to the conversion of the offender. So it would be the absolute last resort to be applied to someone in a situation like that.
Now, why is a public figure's sin not a private matter today?
Why is it? I'm not clear on the question.
So we have these public figures, and I think so often as Catholics, people say, you know, don't judge others. And it's so important for us to not do that. Yet at the same time, the church right now is pointing to public figures, and this question is being brought up. Well, what about, for example, President Joe Biden's faith? So why is it that their public so-called sin can be discussed so publicly today by Catholics?
Well, I think often those who say we shouldn't judge others are judging others all the time. Just look what's going on with certain movements in our society right now about the police, about any number of issues. I think there's a lot of judging of others that goes on, if that's what you mean. We do not judge others. We judge between good and evil. And those who are furthering evil need to somehow be corrected, and scandal needs to be repaired. So we're not judging their souls. We can see good in everyone. But when it comes to perpetrating something that's really evil, we have to say something about it. So I issued a supporting document to this pastoral letter, a list of questions and answers, and explain how, so racism is a pretty severe evil, but racism can manifest itself in a number of different ways. It's not like a specific action like abortion is. So someone can use a racial slur or tell a joke that has a racist hint to it. That's one end of the spectrum. The other end of the spectrum is lynchings. I mean, we're horrified. How could our country ever have tolerated lynchings that took place in the South for so long? But if someone were to say, yeah, it's fine to lynch people of a certain race, I think we would all judge that that's really serious and that person needs to be corrected, right? So abortion is like a lynching, you know, or other specific actions that are really, really evil. Abortion is one of them.
In your document, Archbishop Corleone, if you're just joining us, Before I Formed You in the Womb, just released addressing the issue of communion for Catholics, you give the example of excommunication surrounding the civil rights issue. Could you speak a little bit to that?
Yes, I wanted people to be aware that this has been applied in the history of our country, and relatively recently, actually, during the time of the civil rights movement. The most famous example.
Archbishop, we'll come right back. I'm sorry, that's the music. We're going to come right back, and we'll discuss why we see examples of excommunication actually being medicinal and helpful for people of faith to draw them back into their Christian witness in the public atmosphere.
More of Trending with Timory coming up in just a moment. We're asking you to give hope for our spring pledge drive at relevantradio.com and at 877-291-0123. And I can't think of a better time for our listeners in San Francisco to step up. We would love to hear from 10 listeners right now on KSFB, Relevant Radio, 1240 AM, and show your support for your Archbishop who is on Timory's show today. And we offer our bishops a platform where they can speak unfiltered. We do that throughout the year, and we want you to support us now. Only four times a year, we ask you to step up and show your support. This is the moment now. 877-291-0123. Our need is real. Our need is important, and it's a big need. $2.7 million by the end of the week. Can we hear from 10 people right now in San Francisco? 877-291-0123.
Mike, this is a special day because here on Monday only, you have the opportunity to receive this olive cross that is made of olive wood coming from Jerusalem. And I was just learning this. I didn't know this, Mike, that the olive wood cross, actually, olive wood specifically, is believed to be what the tree of life was made out of in the Garden of Eden. And so there's a special connection between the olive tree, the olive branch, and our Catholic faith. And so to have this olive wood cross and to be reminded of the cross of Christ, the tree of life, that God is the source of our life as Catholics. And maybe you hold it in your hand while you're praying. Maybe when you're on the phone, you have a difficult conversation or a meeting, you hold that as you pray. This is a special piece of our Catholic faith that brings us the opportunity to meditate and contemplate and take a Christ into our witness in the Catholic Church.
Yeah, and this is the only day when it's available. We are not going to be offering this tomorrow. So if you can afford that $20 a month donation, call us right now at 877-291-0123. Or better yet, you can get a glimpse of this thing. We have a picture of it on our website. If you go to relevantradio.com, then you can click the donate button right there so you get a chance to see what it looks like. And then, again, this isn't like the Home Shopping Network. We're not trying to sell you the olive wood cross. This is a thank you. You're supporting us. So this is our way of saying thank you. So today, we just made this a special one-day premium. While supplies last, you can get that at $20 a month. So make that pledge, 877-291-0123, and join the hundreds and hundreds of other listeners who have called today to make this a special first day of our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. The only person we haven't heard from is you. So make that call now and give hope.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
You're listening to Trending with Timmery. Archbishop of the Diocese of San Francisco, Archbishop Salvador Corleone, is here with me now on Trending, and we're discussing his pastoral letter, Before I Formed You in the Womb. You can read it yourself at inthewomb.org, and it addresses the issue of whether or not Catholics in the public sphere should be able to receive communion if they're not living in accord with what the Church teaches. Specifically, let's say if they're advocating for abortion, should they be able to receive communion? It's been a big issue with the President of the United States, a self-proclaimed Catholic who is advocating for abortion. And so Archbishop Corleone is here to discuss. You mentioned, Archbishop, how it is actually a medicinal act, essentially, for a Catholic to be addressed on this issue of excommunication and communion. Can you speak to how this is both a loving and a medicinal act?
Yes, it's to move the offender down the path of conversion to realize how very serious the person's situation is. So I was saying that there are examples in the history of our own country relatively recently during the civil rights era. Archbishop Rummel of New Orleans famously excommunicated three Catholic public officials who were opposing his plan to integrate the schools. They were making efforts to block that from happening. So it's an example of how serious the situation was and how he tried to get them back on the right path. Now, of course, he had a lot of social movement behind him to do that. So there was the whole social context. Is something that made it more practical to do that, where an excommunication might actually work. And the most famous who received this excommunication, Leander Perez, who was a judge and a DA, later he did reconcile himself back to the Church before he died. But so there's a whole set of circumstances around it that have to be taken into consideration.
Can we simplify this sometimes as Catholics, where we say, well, this is just my private faith. I don't want to talk about it in the public sphere.
Mm-hmm. Well, would someone say that about any other issue of justice. You know, every generation has its preeminent issue. The bishops have identified this as the preeminent issue of our time. In the mid-19th century, it was slavery. In the mid-20th century, it was the civil rights movement. And so just pick any prominent issue like that you want, such as slavery, to say it's my private opinion, but I don't want to impose that on others. I don't want to talk about it publicly. When this horrendous injustice is being perpetrated on a whole population, how can we be silent? How can we be silent in the face of injustice? That's cowardice, and certainly is not pleasing to God.
How can we tell, though, if this is a matter of ignorance on their part or just of arrogance and not wanting to follow the church's teaching?
Yes, that's a good question. And maybe it's not our role to make that judgment, but our role to expose the evil of abortion and to speak to love. We need how the response to a woman in crisis is not violent, right? I don't know what's more violent than killing her child in the womb. The response is love. We need to surround her with love, support, assure her that she can get through this, and provide all the resources there to walk with her. Pope Francis is always speaking about accompanying, this culture of accompaniment, that we accompany her in this crisis situation to help her make a happy choice. There are many choices besides abortion after birth, whether it's raising the child herself, walking her through the adoption process, helping her get her life back together to support her child. And there's still the old-fashioned solution of marriage. If in the chance that the father is responsible and is willing to take responsibility. So we also have ways, resources to help them prepare for marriage. So I think we have to speak to what we are doing proactively. We are condemning abortion, yes. I have no hesitance to say we're condemning it because it's such a grave evil. But we're also proactive in providing alternatives, surrounding the woman with love and support, and also providing healing resources, as you talk about on your show all the time. We're the only ones providing healing resources, or the woman and anyone else who's affected by that decision. It's not just the mother of the child, and she's just not allowed to speak about it, you know, mm-hmm. So she has to hold that grief within, eating away at her. We provide her the opportunity to get it out and to heal. So I think this is something else we have to do when speaking about the issue, is say what we're doing that is very pro-woman. It's not pro-woman to kill her baby. It's pro-woman to surround her with love and support.
And this is why it's a travesty in 2021 that our Catholic public figures continue to support abortion. Sometimes you just wonder, have you ever talked to a woman who has had an abortion in the aftermath of what she has experienced? And so this brings to question, you know, how do we address our own friends and family members who are Catholic but aren't living according to what the church teaches on the abortion issue or the LGBTQ issue?
What I started out with in the pastoral letter was just laying out the facts, the biology of it. So, because the other side has done a brilliant job at hiding people's eyes from seeing the reality for what it is. So they use all these slogans, as I mentioned, these sophistries, you know, whether they call it pro-choice or reproductive health or woman's right to choose, whatever it might be. These are all ways of cloaking the reality so people don't see it head on. We need to expose it for what it is. There's no denying the brutal evil that abortion is once we expose it. So we have to get people to see that. Unfortunately, too many Catholics, not just in public life, but too many Catholics in general, decide their position on issues according to a political platform. But if you're looking at things as a Catholic, you can't use a political platform to determine how you're going to come down on a particular issue. Each issue has its own set of considerations. Some are black and white, such as abortion. Some are more have more nuance to it, such as how do we help women in a crisis situation? How do we turn the culture around? And there's so many other issues, too, that we're dealing with that are hugely important, whether you mention the LGBTQ issue, the family disintegration, the immigration and the environment, all these issues. They all have their own set of considerations. But we cannot, as Catholics, it's wrong to just adopt a political platform and accept those positions, every plank in that platform. we have to look at it through a consistent ethic of life. And that's why the bishops issue the faithful citizenship document to help Catholics form their consciences properly in weighing these issues.
Archbishop Corleone of the Diocese of San Francisco here on Trending. Archbishop, many Catholics hold roles of leadership today, whether it be in businesses, homes, or politically. Can you speak to how that is a God-given role, the leadership, and how there's a responsibility to bring faith through that role?
Yes, that's why I wanted this, the fourth section, to address all Catholics in public life, not just in political life, because prominent Catholics in all forms, all walks of life, do have a powerful influence on forming societal attitudes and people's values and how they're going to see things. So they have a huge responsibility to bring the values of their faith into their sphere of influence. This is not imposing their religion on others any more than forbidding stealing is imposing religion, or forbidding lying is imposing religion on another. Forbidding killing is not imposing our religion on others, but we're bringing our values into our spheres of influence in order to transform the world with gospel values so the world can better reflect God's kingdom of justice and holiness. That's why we're here. That's why we're people of faith. It's not to go along with the latest popular trend. It's not to adopt a political platform, but it's to advocate for the kingdom of God and transform the world with gospel values. So, yes, Catholics who are prominent in all these walks of life have a huge responsibility. God's entrusted a very big responsibility to them, and they will be held accountable for how they their stewardship of this responsibility that God has given them.
Archbishop Corleone, if there are pastors, if you know listening now, and seminarians, what would you say to them on this particular issue?
I've said before to seminarians that when they prepare to preach, that if you've never given a homily that felt like it took a pound of flesh out of you, you never really preached. And I've encouraged Amen. My priest to pray on these difficult issues, but to do it sensitively. So on this abortion issue, they have to realize a lot of people out there in their congregation listening to them have gone through this experience, have been affected by it. So they need to be sensitive to that and preach about it compassionately, again, sharing what we're doing proactively and always putting it in the light of the gospel, the light of human dignity, that God made us in his image and likeness. So no matter whatever the issue is, to be sensitive to that, but do not shy away from preaching about controversial issues. Do it clearly and compassionately. That will, like I say, I felt that at times felt like it took a ton of flesh out of me. You feel drained afterwards. That's a sign you have really preached. That's what I would tell priests and seminarians.
Praise God. In your pastoral letter, which you can read online at inthewomb.com, it's "Before I Formed You in the Womb, I Knew You," you say this: our responsibility to them, that is Catholics in the public life, is to call them to conversion and to warn them that if they do not amend their lives, they must answer before the tribunal of God for the innocent blood that has been shed. This is a very intense and bold statement, Archbishop. What has the response been for you?
Well, the response to the letter in general that I've gotten so far has been very favorable, whether what I've seen in the media or directly to me personally. I haven't received any criticisms about what I've written, at least not directed to me. To be honest, I haven't seen everything that's been out there in the media, so there might be something out there. But what I have seen so far has not been critical of it, and I received a lot of support for it.
Praise God. Archbishop, you have truly had a lion's heart in fighting for us Catholics. So I thank you from California, from the United States. We are so grateful for our pastors who are standing up for life, who are holding pastors accountable to show that it does matter to practice your faith, whether in your private life or your public life. You can't separate it out. We've noticed recently that you've been active on TikTok and Twitter, some of the newer social media platforms. Why go to young people there?
Well, that's where young people are. So I'm blessed to have some collaborators with me who helped me to do that. We have to go we have to go to where the young people are and reach them there. So I think it's just clear that that's what we have to do.
So that's Archbishop.
Spread the word as far and wide as we can.
That's Archbishop Corleone here on Trending with Tim Ray. Thank you so much for joining us again. Please read his document, The Pastoral Letter, Before I Formed You in the Womb, I Knew You. It addresses what we need to do as Catholics in terms of practicing our faith and inviting others into it. Read it at inthewomb.org. Again, that's inthewomb.org.
Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Hi, Patrick. Welcome to The Inner Life today.
Hey, Father Chris. It's a pleasure to be able to speak with you. In 2019, I was at the bottom of my barrel. I was in a very dark place. Nothing got through to me. But I'm a very blessed man because my best friends and my family and your brother Kevin came to my home, gave me the opportunity to make a decision in my life, continue on that path or to surrender. And between the sacraments of confession and Holy Eucharist and dedicating my life to understanding that if I surrender my will, God's given me a roadmap. Jesus Christ, through me saying the rosary while I was in rehabilitation, the obsession was lifted. I'm a very blessed person today. It's amazing.
Amen, Patrick.
Absolutely amazing.
You've just heard another Relevant Radio miracle moment. We're listener supported. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
Just 13 minutes left. You're trending with Timory this evening, and it's been a great show so far. Timory, great, great conversation with Archbishop Corleone there. You know, it got me to thinking, you know, we have, as Catholics, we have an opportunity to vote our Catholic conscience, you know, in a formal way, every 2 years with Congress and every 4 years with President, but there's all that time in between. And for more than 20 years, Relevant Radio has been there in those in-between times to defend marriage and life and traditional Christian values and to, like we just did now, explain and share canon law with Archbishop Corleone. We do that too. And we need your support to keep radio programming like this coast to coast all across America. You can have an impact by calling 877-291-0123. Pick up that phone right now. If this matters to you, go to relevantradio.com or call 877-291-0123.
And don't forget your Relevant Radio app. If you don't have it, you should have it. You can download right there through the Relevant Radio app. And as I was talking to Archbishop Corleone, San Diego, your archbishop in San Francisco came from San Diego. Give us a call. Donate now. We need you to step up and support so that we can continue to have priests who are well-formed by Relevant Radio, who are listening now, to continue to be those lions in the culture, speaking for truth, for faith. Because when we have strong priesthood, we have a strong laity. And so Relevant Radio is here to help build up the priesthood, to help build up the laity, and to spread truth and hope about the gospel of life and remind us that we are the Easter people.
Hey, and you asked for callers from California. We got some. We just heard from John in Sacramento, made a $100 pledge. John, your $100 pledge is now worth $200 because you called this hour. Everyone who calls during Trending with Timory in the next 11 minutes, your dollars are being matched. Timory, you'll like this. Alicia in Imperial, California, $240. Anne Marie in San Diego made a very generous pledge of $500. That's $1,000, Anne Marie. Thank you for your generous support. And we're going to send you that limited edition Monday only premium because you donated over $240. Anyone who pledges $20 a month gets an olive wood hand cross from the Holy Land. This cross has been imported directly from Jerusalem, and it's our way of saying thank you. So make that pledge now, 877-291-0123. If you want to look at the hand cross as our premium, it's online at relevantradio.com. But whatever you do, make that pledge, because when you do, you're giving hope.
Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
You are listening to our weekly happy hour on Monday. Every week we address the issue of happiness and joy. How can we overcome this focus on feeling, the emotion of feeling happy? and turn to God as the source of the virtue, to be rooted in Christ, to have joy, even in the face of our sorrows, even in the face of the challenges of the current culture, but also in the face of a struggle where we perhaps have been impacted and hurt in our own lives. I was thinking earlier about how easy it is to harbor resentment, for just rancor to build up in our lives and prevent us from moving forward. We all know those people, and sometimes maybe we ourselves have been there, where, you know, someone will talk about, you know, maybe moving forward and moving on, but we keep talking about that one thing where we were screwed over, where, you know, someone did something to hurt us, offend us, and for some reason we use that as an excuse for not growing in our spiritual life, for not going to Catholic Mass anymore. How often have we heard people who say, well, I don't go to church anymore because Father said so-and-so about this in the confessional, or I don't go to church anymore because of the absolutely unacceptable church scandal, sex abuse scandal that we've seen. We hear these excuses, but at what point do we forgive and say, Lord, you are good, you are great, you are perfect. Us humans are not. And then when do we allow ourselves to move on? Because so often we forget the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us. So we're reminded that the level of forgiveness we receive is tied up with the forgiveness we give to others. And how unworthy are we of not just the forgiveness of Christ, but of the fact that he has given us everything. He is almighty, right? All powerful, omniscient, all knowing. He knows every great thought and wicked thought that we have had. And yet, even in the midst of our murkiness, he forgives us. When we go into that confessional, we are healed and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. That is Jesus Christ you were speaking to. The priest is acting in persona Christi in the midst of that sacrament. Do we remember the mercy God has given us in the sacrament of reconciliation? If we do remember that, that should inspire in us and set aflame the desire to let go of anything that we're holding on to that could prevent us from being closer to our Lord, from being closer to other people, from letting go of any damage that has been done in families, in friendships, in work environments. So often people talk about these toxic environments that they're in, and they continue to talk about it for years on end, how it's caused health problems and anger and resentment, and it's prevented them from working and functioning properly. But at what point do we say, Lord, I give it to you. I forgive them. I choose you. Because that's what Christ did on the cross. Peter, James, and John, they fell asleep in the garden, left him. They weren't keeping watch. How do we fail to keep watch of our own hearts that is harboring rancor and resentment? Let it go. Turn to confession. Go now. Book an appointment. Find a church near you.
There's still time. We have 5 minutes left in the hour. Every pledge we're getting is being matched 100% thanks to the generous support of our partnership challenge. We've had a number of partners step up and put some big money on the table. That means every pledge that comes in, like the $25 pledge we just received from Northern Michigan. Linda, thank you. Your $25 is now $50. Albert in San Marcos, Texas called in and wanted to donate $240. So we're going to turn that into 480. 4 minutes left on the clock. Call now, 877-291-0123, and give hope, because we're giving back with those partnership dollars. It's Mike Kendall joining Timory. And Timory, I heard a great story from a listener in Wisconsin today who recently came into an inheritance, and she is using this money to tithe. And what she does is she wants to support the needy who are physically hungry, and then she's taking the other half to feed those who are spiritually hungry. So she's donated a lot of money to Catholic organizations that feed the hungry. And for the spiritual side, she decided today to to make a significant, and I do mean significant, this was a multi-$1,000 gift, to our pledge drive because she believes that Relevant Radio is doing such good work in bringing people to the Lord for those who are hungry and thirsty for God. So I wanted to share that story. Maybe there's someone listening now that has come into money, and if you're trying to determine where your tax-deductible gift could go and make the biggest difference, I ask you to prayerfully consider Relevant Radio. Log on to relevantradio.com, call 877-291-0123, and trust me, you're going to feel really good about that investment. It really is a charitable investment in others when you donate to Relevant Radio. So make that call, 877-291-0123.
That was a great reminder, Mike, to get your taxes done. Tax day is coming up. I can't believe that you've got this extension now, but you can give that gift. You know, maybe you have been putting it off and you don't really have a reason. Maybe this is the reason. You can give more than you normally would. And that's the question I think often. So often we think, well, I can give this little bit. I can wait. What can you offer up to continue to offer this? Listen, giving to Relevant Radio is actually a spiritual work of mercy because it helps in instructing the ignorant and in admonishing sinners. These are things that we do lovingly, reaching out to those people that you can't reach by putting your money here with Relevant Radio. So I need you to call now. The number is 1-877-291-0123. Use the Relevant Radio app or head over to relevantradio.com.
You think about all the ways we just indiscriminately throw money around. I mean, think about today. Did you think about how much you spent on coffee today? Did you go and get that second cup of coffee today? You know, throw down another $5 for the grande. We spend $20 in a day like that in the blink of an eye. We're asking you to donate $20 a month to Relevant Radio. And if you do, we're going to give you a beautiful olive wood hand cross from the Holy Land. This hand cross, sometimes called a palm cross, is really unique. It's shaped to fit in the palm of your hand, and it's directly imported from Jerusalem. So anytime you're experiencing worry or anxiety, you can hold on to this cross and remember that Jesus really is with you, and that this cross really comes from where he walked, where he taught, where he died, and where he rose again in fulfillment of the scriptures. This is a beautiful item, but it's only available today, and we're down to the last few minutes. So make your pledge today at $20 a month, and we will give you, as a thank you, this olive wood hand cross from the Holy Land. Here's how you do it. You log on to relevantradio.com. You can see a picture of the hand cross, or you can pick up the phone. We have operators standing by. They'd love to talk to you. The number is 877-291-0123. And don't forget that added bonus. If you do it in the next 2 minutes, we're going to match your pledge dollar for dollar. So make that call.
Many people are turning to yoga and other forms of spirituality, Buddhism and so on, and they love some of kind of the tangible things, you know, prayer beads, or you can kind of move your hands to let go of your worries. The Chinese culture has, you know, kind of these Chinese worry balls that you swish in circles around in your hand to kind of stop worrying about things. Why not bring our Catholic faith into the physical sphere and donate to Relevant Radio, bring hope to others, but then receive hope, have that cross in your hand to those challenging moments of conversations, of fear, of anxiety. You can donate now. Every dollar you donate is doubled. Make the largest donation you can. Number's 1-877-291-0123. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app. You can make your donation easily there and give hope. But don't miss it. Donate now through this hour before it's over.